what to write when you can't write. You can tell I just conducted a session for writers, professionals, wannabes, muses, students, learners. That is, you can tell by reading and pondering over a little passage I delivered to them. Here is what I said in Orange Beach, Alabama, on Sunday morning. Here's something I wrote when I couldn't think what to write. I just let my hand move with the pencil. Or maybe the pencil took over and moved my hand. Sometimes I say things I don't mean to say. Sometimes I say things I do mean to say. Sometimes I say things I do mean to say, but don't want you to know I meant to say. Sometimes I say things I don't mean to say and hope you know I don't mean to say. Sometimes I say things I do mean to say, but hope you think I did not mean to say. Sometimes I say things I do mean to say, but hope you get the point of what I meant without being able to criticize me for that moment of seemingly unintentional honesty. Sometimes I say things I do mean to say, but hope you'll think I didn't mean to say so that you will get the point without my having to take responsibility for what I've said. Sometimes I say too much. Sometimes I say too little. Sometimes I wish I could say everything I want to say and have somebody not get bored. Sometimes I wish I were cool enough to make bold and lasting statements without ever saying much of anything aloud. The point is, writers gotta write, even if they think there is nothing to write about. Not writing about not writing is itself something to write about. If you are a writer, or a ponderer, or a reader, or a muse, or wanderer, or a wanderer, among words, try writing about nothing or something in between. Good luck, comrade of words, unspoken, and words spoken. Let's see what you come up with.